Welcome to the Line Life Podcast. I'm Jeff Postlewaite of T&D World, and today we're bringing you more stories of the grit, courage, and inspirational teamwork that it takes to be a line worker.
Thank you for tuning in to the T&D World Line Life Podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. My name is Amy Fishbach, and I'm the head of content for T&D World and also the host of the Line Life Podcast. Before I dive into today's episode, I invite you to become part of our Line Life podcast community by searching for the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app or going to linelife.podbean.com and clicking follow in the top right. We air interview-style episodes on the first and third Fridays of each month and also audio stories in our In Case You Missed It series featuring articles that appeared in our print magazine on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. If you have a comment on this episode or a suggestion for a future guest, please reach out to me. You can email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or reach out to me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Lineman World. I'd love to hear from you. Now let's move on to today's episode. Welcome back to the T&D World Line Life Podcast. For our last episode in our In Case You Missed It series, I narrated a Q&A by Nikki Chandler, Group Editorial Director for the Energy Group for Endeavor Business Media. In this episode, I'll be showcasing a few interviews that I had with exhibitors on the show floor of the 2026 IEEE PES T&D Conference and Exposition. Last week, we flew to Chicago for the show, and we joined more than 15,000 attendees at this global event. Vendors were showcasing products, technologies, and services for the power industry in more than 900 booths at McCormick Place in Chicago. The event had the theme of power reliability, engineering resilience, and that it was evident through all the vendors that I talked to and the conversations that I had with attendees. When you listen to my conversations that I had with the exhibitors, you'll notice a few key themes emerging. First of all, you'll hear a big focus on data centers and the demand for power. In addition, you'll hear about the number of transmission projects underway and how that's going to eventually cause a matting shortage in the United States. Also, I talked to a few technology and service companies as well, and they talked about what was going on in the power industry in terms of improving reliability and resilience. For more information, make sure you listen to our sister podcast, the T&D World Live Podcast, in which Nikki and I had a conversation about our week in Chicago and the trends and best practices that we saw during the sessions and also on the show floor and during our factory tour. Until then, here's a few interviews that I had with some exhibitors during our booth visits. You can also see videos of these interviews by going to tdworld.com, where I also posted three photo galleries last week of the events, and Nikki also wrote some stories as well. We're going to start this episode with a stop we had at the Hubble booth, where they were talking about how AEP has been involved with 765 kV for years now, but it's now really starting to come to the forefront. For example, Oncor has a large project underway in Texas, and there's others that are also going on nationwide. Now here's an interview in the Hubble booth about the need and benefits of 765.
The advantages for 765 is in the same right of way you can get magnitudes more power than you can with multiple lines of 345 or 500 kV. So the efficiency of using the space, which is limited here in the US, certainly there's parts of the country like Texas that have wide open spaces, but there's parts of the area like Chicago that are much more constrained. So being able to use the same piece of land and get more power transmitted from where the generation is to where the load centers are, that's really one of the key advantages for 765. And here over the next 5 years, over 4,000 miles of lines are expected to be built here in the United States. So there's currently a few lines owned by primarily AEP is the key utility that's owned 765. And Hubble and Ohio Brass brands are proud to have worked with those individuals back in the 70s to develop those lines, develop those assemblies. And so now here we are coming full circle 50 years later, trying to expand further that grid to provide power across the country.
Our next interview took place inside Shemar's booth, and they had videos showing inside their booth of transmission systems around the world. And one very important thing we learned is that they are actually building a facility here in the United States in North Carolina to serve the American demand for these systems. Now let's listen in.
Hello, my name is Hector De Santos. I'm the global CTO for Shimmer. It's very nice to stay here in Chicago showing our 765 kV insulator. We have been working many years in ultra high voltage, and we have the experience and expertise in how to develop and how to produce this ultra high voltage insulator. So from Shimmer, we focus these challenges for the transmission industry, not only delivering the technology, but also producing locally here in North America. So very soon, Shimmer will have a local facility in the United States.
Next, we're going to hear about something that is very familiar to the line workers who are listening to this podcast, which is matting. Oftentimes, line workers, I know when you work on projects that cover environmentally protective or culturally sensitive lands, or you need to build access roads into a particular project, you rely on matting. During this interview, you'll hear about what Sterling is doing to solve this matting shortage, which is coming up in the near future.
Hi, I'm Brent Sedlacek, the Director of Sustainability for Sterling Site Access Solutions. We're here at IEEE talking about site access mats and the TerraLam mats that we manufacture, as well as the TerraCross bridge. The reason why site access is so important right now in the transmission industry is just the scale of the build out of 345 and 765 kV lines on top of all the traditional transmission construction that's happening. And what we're seeing is over the next decades, the amount of mats that are going to be needed is far outspanding what's ever been needed in the past. And what's unique about that is that from a transmission construction standpoint, most of the focus is more on transformers and other equipment that's been long lead time items. What hasn't been thought about by as many contractors and utilities as we're seeing is planning site access. And the production of mats in an automated fashion is game changing with what we're doing in a factory outside Chicago, as well as Lufkin, Texas, to be able to meet the demands that are going to be there for site access mats. This is a category that's traditionally been done using a lot lower production levels with smaller manufacturing locations. And so with this massive demand, as well as automated production, we're going to be able to keep up with the coming demand.
Now you'll hear from Smart Power, who exhibited at the IEEE PES show in Chicago.
My name is Harjeet. I'm senior director with Smart Wires, exhibiting here in Chicago, the IEEE conference. Excited to be here. Coast Day. Looking forward to giving to a fantastic show. The SWAT technology, as you can see here, it's a ball electronics-based buffer control technology. And in today's world, as you know, with the proliferation of data centers, there is a need to extract as much capacity that's available on the grid. So these devices, the way they work is they will pick up latent capacity. So by changing the fundamental characteristics of the line, they reroute power flow on the lines. And by doing so, they move around the stress conditions on the grid and therefore enable latent capacity that is available to interconnect larger loads.
Finally, you're going to hear from the CEO of Air Energy, who is at the show to meet customers.
Hi, my name is Anirudh Reddy. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Air Energy. Air Energy builds grid equipment such as high voltage transformers and circuit breakers. We are here at IEEE T&D meeting a lot of our customers and potential customers who we intend to serve across various industries like the renewable energy industry, data centers, and utilities. As on today, we're working to build and deploy equipment into projects that represent more than 20 gigawatts of capacity that's coming online in the U.S. over the next 3 years.
For more coverage of this event, again, make sure you go to tdworld.com, where we have a special page dedicated to the IEEE PES T&D show. And also tune in to our sister podcast, the T&D World Live podcast, featuring the interview with me and Nikki Chandler. And finally, I know the International Lineman's Rodeo is coming up in just 5 months here in Kansas City. And I'd love to feature you on future episodes of the Lion Life podcast. You can also swing by our booth at the Lineman's Expo, where I'll be doing recordings for future episodes. I'm looking forward to putting you in the spotlight. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Lion Life podcast produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. Be sure to subscribe or follow the Lion Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app so new episodes will be delivered straight to you. For more insights, you can visit our website at tdworld.com/podcasts or lionlife.podbean.com. You can also connect with us by following us on Instagram at Lineman World or on Facebook, LinkedIn, or X. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Lion Life podcast.